Focus on flowers. Sometimes we focus so much on the color of flowers that we forget about other significant aspects. For instance, one important attribute in a garden is texture. My neighbor has a row of hydrangea pediculata grandiflora in his yard, and at this time of the year, the bushes are covered with rosy-colored flower panicles that are beautifully textured. They're crinkly and wavy at the same time, and my eyes can't get enough of them. The crepe myrtles have a similar crinkly-looking flower, but with less substance, so they have a more delicate texture. During early summer, I almost swooned when I saw the first bloom on my Louisiana iris black gamecock. The purple-black velvet texture is just impossible to describe. This iris looks so luxurious, but is as tough as nails, tolerating heat, cold, and humidity. The flower spikes of lavender are also wonderfully and delicately textured, as are the lupin-like spikes of baptisia flowers. And think about the bristly texture of those globe thistle flower balls that are reminiscent of medieval maces. Clematis, crystal fountain, and indeed most clematis flowers with defined stamens also have terrific texture. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on textured flowers.